Love, don't you love the message from Ron? But it really, really highlights some beautiful expressions of burden. I was thinking about tomorrow, the things at school. And it's all a matter of location. The creation in itself expresses community. It enhances our lives. We fall into the beauty of it, and it's fully expressed. But see, the thing, what is God? The creation declares the glory of God, Yahweh. That is the creation's response that was created to do that. We, as humans, don't really care to do that. We don't, well, the way God created us, we don't respond to what we're supposed to be doing as humans, especially in relationship with God and with each other. You tomorrow talking about things at school and that out of our mouth, the loose tongue syndrome. We all have it. And of course, I will keep politics out of this today, but I'll say this. I'll say this. Use of the of speech can be can have consequences and affect every aspect of our with each other. It really is a big deal. And when the politicians, when you have religious leaders, you know, people in power, even, you know, at higher up level, leaders of the world, and they let stuff out of their mouths, it corrupts and it dehumanizes. And when we, the way we speak, we, in a sense, since we're not, I say we, generally speaking, humanity, not necessarily us in the church, but I hope not. But we talk about dehumanizing. It's like we have an alien combatants towards people. We just do it. And you think about it, how powerful our words are. And the smallest, when it's out there, you can't like grab it and put it back inside. But being that the person receives it, hears it, takes it to heart, and damage, hurt, the effects of it, depending on what it is. And political views, verbal violence with each other. That's a norm seen in our world today, and especially with the politics and things going on. And I can't wait election to be over because we get bombarded with verbal of all sorts, bringing down reputation of others. And that's not how God is. Its silence is deafening in creation. It's silent. It screams at us. There is a awesome God that has brought to us. You need to look at this creation, and God wants to say, "This is what I brought to you. How to affect you? This should focus and hearts on the one behind, you know, and rather than just gazing into it and just going on your way. But you know, it is what it is. To build that's God's way of doing things, right?" And humans have it totally reversed. It's always about winning with your words. If I attack somebody or I want to get on top, win the argument. I win my side of you. And you see it. And so today we're gonna take a look at a few things, and we'll start with a prayer. Then we'll do Apostle James, what he communication, and this within the church, but the lack of restraint in our words and the problems that it causes humanity. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We're fortunate. We're thankful we've come into the realm of your presence, so you are here, and that your spirit moves. Your spirit's here. And what a blessing to have the third member of the Trinity bringing you, Lord Jesus, Father, to us. And we can go think about it and how you really are, Lord. Please, please speak what you would have me to say. I pray this now in your name, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, we'll look at three, 1 through 2. So, don't be in any rush to become a teacher, my friends. Teaching is a high responsibility. Teachers are held to the strictest to qualify. We get it wrong every time when we open our mouths. If you can find my speech, perfect for life. You see how he's tying faith and works, being and doing, and this to be a teacher. If you're going to get up here and speak, and I'm guilty. Sometimes you say things that you're going to say it, you need to be living it. Because you can't expect others to hear the message as somebody up here at the pulpit and expect them to do what you're not doing. Anybody gets up here, there's a responsibility. Just makes it clear, it's a as far as how God wants to do this, we are judged for higher level, those that speak, and because you're up here representing God, and whoever the preacher is or whatever politician or whatever, well, I don't know about politician that back, but you see what I mean. And James is making this within the church now, that context. So we go on here. Bit in a horse's mouth controls a whole horse. A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets a course in the face of the strongest winds. A word out of your mouth seems to have no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. So it's either negative or negative. So hypothetically, you have a horse. And you say, Mr. Horse, I'd like you to take me to St. Clair 9th Street, Cleveland, but I'm not going to put a bit in your mouth to control you. You take me up there and drop me off, and you go back to your stable. So, what are the likelihood of that happening? Then you talk about the ship, having a ship without a rudder, and you just say, well, I don't need a rudder. It's part of the ship, but yeah. It's just a minor thing. So the wind just kind of takes over and we're going around. And so the thinking, again, the power of your tongue. Idea that James is going to cross, it has to be, a tongue has to be. We'll continue. Let's see. Yeah. So this continues on the power of a tongue and a speech. It only takes a spark, remember, to set off a forest fire. Place out of your mouth can do that. By our speech, we can ruin the world and turn harmony and throw mud on reputation. In the world, up in smoke, go up in smoke with it, or smoke takes you in a downward spiral. But they're out in California. This is in, this is 2019. There was a huge fire. Well, there's fires all over California. I was going back. Glen Lake area. It was called the Ranch Fire, I believe. 400,000 acres. So it was one of the largest fires ever. And something like 300 structures. You would think, arsonist or something. But no, some guy was out pounding a stake, and the hitting with a hammer, the stake, caused a spark, and it went into a combustible, I call it straw, a bed. And it just, that's what started it. One spark caused that whole fire. So there's an illustration of the power of, how you can set something off unintentionally with your words. Can't take it back once it's out there. Continue. This is scary. You can tame a cat. Tame a tongue, and it's ever tongue. It's ever never been done before. The tongue that runs wild, a wanton killer. Tongues with our tongues we bless God and our Father, and with the same tongue we curse very men and women made in His image. Curses and blessings out of the same mouth. Okay, well, he brings up image. We all are son. We all are, in a sense, stained. Looking beyond that, when you speak to somebody, how you view them is not dehumanizing or an image of God. That's, and you're taking respect. So it all gets back to the source. Salt water doesn't, you don't get salt water and fresh the same source. That the illustration being, what is in your heart? And the idea of trying to control your tongue, your body, but in your heart. Luke 6:45. A good man brings forth what is good stored up in his heart, but an evil man brings evil things out of the evil heart, for the mouth speaks of what the heart is full of. So we all have to ask what's in our hearts, because that's where it starts there and inward, and received by another person. So we get into the nature of God and how the Father, Son, Spirit, and that holiness, that life, they don't yell at each other. They're in harmony. They have mutual respect for each other. And how is that? How do we know that? God sent us His Son, His Word. In these days, God will speak to us through His Son. Jesus reflects what the Trinity is. Matthew 11, 28. Come to me, all who labor, bring you peace and healing to your souls. Kind words, encouragement, generosity, all these things, the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus did that. And Jesus didn't take somebody by the back of them and say, you know, correction. But he always, what flowed from his heart, substance in the Trinity, expressed in a very loving way and gentle way. Jesus speak the truth and love to others. We are, when we're connected by the Spirit, that flows Jesus through the Spirit to us, others, so we can transmit our true image. Just like the creation, you know, it does what it's supposed to do. Now our mind with that, with Father, Son, Spirit, Jesus is doing that and did it. There's no guile in his mouth. He went to the cross. Never spoke evil of anyone. Because Matthew 12, 19, Jesus won't voice. There will be no commotion in the streets. He won't walk on your feelings. He won't push you into a corner. But before you note it, notice, before you know it, excuse me, justice will triumph. Justice in a different way. Not of retribution, not of screaming at people, not trying to win over them with your work. Kindness, gentleness, a whisper. Speaking to us in a whisper in our hearts. Jesus has come in to heal, and he heals by speaking the truth about us, what that life he offers. He expresses that in his words. We too can do that. Spirit gives life. The words I have spoken to you are full of life and full of spirit and life. Spirit gives inspiration to the word. The word brings revelation, and revelation brings transformation. It's a positive, loving, rather than death, rather than being strong. But it is. You think about the power of your words, the world today, and how you know, rest with your words, what's in your heart. So we shall take communion now.